As the debate continues over when to reopen Oregon, there is a growing divide between the city and the country. Vast, open, and sparsely populated parts of the state haven't been hit as hard by the coronavirus, and they are ready to get back to work and do so safely. Reporter Lisa Balick has been tracking the story from rural Oregon and the governor's office. She's here to explain who's pushing to get businesses open again, how officials say it should happen, and what could go wrong. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, and you are listening to the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. What I'm getting from your reporting, Lisa, is that elected representatives from the less populated parts of Oregon are pushing Governor Kate Brown to ease their business restrictions sooner rather than later.
That's right, because in a lot of these counties in eastern Oregon, southern Oregon, they have very few, if any, known cases of the virus. So their sense is that we're being punished when we've done nothing wrong or have no problem here.
Their entire point here is that they haven't been hit as hard by the coronavirus, and they don't want to sit there and take the financial hit that they're taking with their businesses closed.
Exactly. And I took a look into the numbers of what has been reported. As of a couple of days ago, 17 out of the total 36 counties in Oregon had 5 or fewer, including no cases, of the virus. So they're making the case that over the past month that they haven't seen what you're seeing in the metro area. And they say that, look, we essentially social distance just by the nature of who we are and where we are. We're fine. We'll be fine. We can handle things, and we're just not seeing the numbers, and we need to be able to reopen a lot of our businesses. We're not going to see a huge threat to the population if we reopen.
Lisa, you talked to some business owners. What are they telling you?
Well, I talked to a couple folks out in Harney County, but business owners everywhere, whether it be in the Portland metro area or in eastern Oregon, are frustrated because they see some of the larger stores, big box stores. They see some of these larger home improvement stores. They see some of these larger grocery stores open for business and doing tremendous business. So they're saying, look, we need to be able to open up.
In your reporting, Lisa, did you find any of these businesses had applied for some of the assistance programs that are out there and available?
Everyone has said they have applied. They've applied for grants, they've applied for loans, both locally as well as federally. Some have been successful, some have not. Some seem to have more success, perhaps, with a particular bank, but there doesn't really seem to be some magic solution of how to access that money. But the process seems to be not that difficult to apply. But the problem is then they don't hear anything back, and then others have been very successful. That's why we've seen a push to get billions more dollars into these programs to help the small businesses be able to pay their mortgage on their property and to be able to rehire employees. But the access to the cash is what they're struggling with.
So on Monday, you do the story covering this push out of rural Oregon to get the businesses back open. Tuesday, you take a deep dive into Governor Brown's three-phase plan to reopen businesses in the state. Does that plan address, for lack of a better term, a patchwork reopening that would allow rural parts of the state to get their businesses open sooner?
That's the plan that she and healthcare leaders are looking at right now, because they say that's what logically makes sense. Those are areas that will likely reopen partially first. But I think what people are missing in all this is at the earliest, that would only start to happen at the end of May. And that's very hard for people to wrap their heads around at this point. But it all has to do at first with the number of cases decreasing continuously and the testing increasing dramatically from what it is right now. So even though there's a framework, it's not a plan just yet.
What would be the argument against doing that?
One of the areas that we need to see is that your county, your region is prepared in case there is an outbreak. Do you have the medical facilities necessary? There's some counties, they don't even have a hospital in their county. There's medical clinics and medical facilities, but just geographically. So the question is, and how prepared are you if suddenly there is an uptick, if there is a surge? Keep in mind, we're coming into the season of a lot of migrant workers coming into the state to help with the huge agriculture base in these areas. Often they're housed in very close living quarters. What happens if you get a case and it starts to spread there? How are you going to handle the surge? Do you have the medical people, just even the numbers of medical people in the county to be able to jump in and assist when there's a situation like that? So that's what's being weighed on the state level. On the other side of that, though, is that the testing that we keep talking about is still not anywhere near what needs to be done to identify cases of the virus. Sure, you have people who go into the hospital and are tested, but in terms of baseline testing with people who may have symptoms, not sure what they have, or may have had severe symptoms, but not enough that they chose to go to the hospital or needed to go to the hospital necessarily, a lot of those cases have not been tested. You have the question of, okay, what about, you know, people travel, talk to a brewery in the river, and they're doing where people, you know, pick up to go. There's an issue where once they reopen, you're going to get a huge number of people from outside the area coming in and potentially bringing more cases of the virus into the county.
Lisa, we know the virus is going to stick around for quite some time, and we've been told to expect it's going to spread, maybe slowly, but it is going to spread into more rural parts of the country. These business owners you've talked to, how did they say they were going to keep their employees and their customers safe?
Everyone I talked to said they are more than willing to do whatever they're required to do, whether it's limiting the numbers of customers, which clearly will be part of it, limiting who comes in terms of numbers, limiting the spacing, changing hours to be able to service customers. They're more than willing to do whatever it is that is necessary.
We've talked about restaurants and we've talked about gift shops and that kind of thing. What other kind of businesses are they pushing to get open?
One of the areas that the governor has mentioned, too, in terms of reopening sooner rather than later, are medical clinics. Because, as we've reported, there are, you know, cases where people are not going to the hospital when they should have gone to the hospital. People are afraid to go because they feel if they go into the emergency room with a true emergency, they feel like they're all of a sudden going to be exposed to the coronavirus. And they're more worried about that than their medical condition. And I've heard from doctors personally who say, look, this is a big problem and it is truly happening. So that's a big concern in a lot of different areas. People are not getting the services they need medically. And the governor's well aware of this. And that's one of the areas that the state is really working on, is to be able to allow medical clinics to reopen in some ways sooner rather than later to be able to provide services to so many people that need them.
Lisa, you're running across a lot of people in your reporting that seem to be frustrated, not knowing when this is going to end.
There's clearly growing frustration, but at the same time, most people realize and understand what's happening. This is going to go on for a very long time. It's not just, oh, it'll be June or July and we're good now. We're trying to see the light at the end of the tunnel. No one knows when that is. And that's a big concern. That's why you're starting to see frustration build. We saw a small rally last Friday at the state capitol. There's a very big one being planned here in Oregon for Saturday, May 2nd to reopen Oregon. And going back to the conversation about businesses reopening, businesses will be extremely limited in how they provide a service or who comes in. It won't be just business as usual, and we don't really want to think about it because it's tough enough right now with what we've got. But I think people have to understand that it's different now and it's going to be different in a month, 6 months, you know, and moving out. And that's really hard for a lot of us to really take into account and go, okay, well, I'm going to make the best of where it is right now and we'll see how it goes.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Also today, the White House Coronavirus Task Force says Oregon ranks among the bottom four states in the number of people who are getting tested for the virus. Oregon state officials say more people will be getting tested as restrictions on who qualifies are relaxed. And a new poll by DHM Research shows 82% of voters in Oregon approve of the current stay-at-home restrictions to slow the spread of the coronavirus. You can read much more about the results of the poll on coin.com. That will do it for me today. I'm Ian Costello for the Coin Podcast Network. Take care of each other, stay safe, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.